We're in Siman Lamed Beis in Hilchas Tefillin, the halachas of writing Tefillin. Today we'll be doing just Sif Gimel, where the Mechaber discusses the ink. There's a need for a bit of introduction here. There's some long Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah, and they sort of take for granted that you know some background. The Mishnah in Gittin, with regard to the writing of a get, says that a get can be written in Dio, ink, as well as a couple of other things, and anything that is miskayin, anything that actually remains. In other words, not something that disappears. The Gemara says, what is it that the Mishnah is trying to include that was not included in Dio? Says the Gemara, the Mishnah wanted to include mei afetzim. What is mei afetzim? This is gallnut. It's a kind of nut that is actually used, we'll find later, it's one of the ingredients used in actually tanning and preparing the hide and turning it into parchment for writing on. But that too, when you write with it, although it is not going to be as black as really ink itself, that too is kosher for a get. So Rabbeinu Tam there in Gittin says, what we see from this Gemara is that this mei afetzim, the water of afetzim, if you use the afetzim as a pigment, that is not dio. It's kosher for writing a get because a get does not have to be written in dio. A get can be written in dio or other things. These things are not dio. Says Rabbeinu Tam, therefore, if you wrote tefillin, say in mei afetzim, then that would not be kosher, because there's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that we have to have Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzis written in Dio. This is not Dio, this is not ink, it's something else that leaves a permanent imprint. So this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, and it says Rabbeinu Tam actually posseled the Sefer Torah, Tefillin that are written with afetzim. The Rush says, well, the reason why it is kosher, Rabbeinu Tam's diuk from the Mishnah, what he inferred from the Mishnah was very clear. The reason it's kosher is because today no one only writes in mei afetzim, and what they do is they add to it other stuff, kumis and kankantum, other ingredients. And therefore, it would be kosher. In other words, the only thing wrong, the only reason why we would call mei afetzim not dio is because it is only the afetzim themselves. Whereas if you add other ingredients, that would make it kosher. So this is the opinion of the Rush after Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam writes that anything, as long as it is black and it is something that stays, is kosher. In other words, Dio, according to the Rambam, is defined as anything that is black and is miskayim. Now the Rambam adds that lechatchila, one should not use an ink that is so permanent that you couldn't erase it if there was a need to correct it. So that lechatchila, you're supposed to use an ink that will not disappear of its own. It'll remain if you don't tamper with it, but if you choose to erase it, you will be able to. Well, lahalacha, the question is, how do we hold? So let's read the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Yichtevein b'dio shachar, you should use black ink, bein sheyesh bo mei afetzim, bein shelo bo mei afetzim, whether or not it has afetzim in it. Whose shita does he mean here? It would sound like he certainly does not mean the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, afetzim would not be kosher. The question is, does he mean the Rambam, or could he mean the Rush? So the Bir Halacha brings down that the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is the Rush's shita, meaning it is mei afetzim bein sheyesh bo, it has in it. We are talking about an ink that may or may not include mei afetzim, but it has other ingredients as well. So that the pashut pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is that he is paskening like the Rush, that is, that if you have mei afetzim together with something else, that is still kosher. But the case of Rabbeinu Tam, the case of mei afetzim alone, there he would agree with the Rush, like Rabbeinu Tam, that the diuk is a good diuk. So once again, Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that afetzim themselves are puzzle for dio altogether because of his diuk. The Rush accepts his diuk, but says that so long as you've got another ingredient along with it, it is kosher. The Rambam does not seem to differentiate between afetzim and anything else, and according to him, they're all kosher. So that lahalacha, the mechaber, is paskening that it is fine to follow the Rush, use afetzim as long as you've got something else with it. The Ramah says, ulechatchila yachmer lichtov b'dio hasuye me'ashan etzim u'shmanim shruyim b'me'afetzim. that you're better off using an ink that is made of the ashan, the smoke of wood. In other words, if you burn wood, what you collect from there. O shmanim shruyim b'mei afeitzim. Or other oils, and they should all be soaked in mei afeitzim. Kamoshi is barbi yoredeya. What exactly is the Ramah coming to add? He may be coming to add that you should not use the mei afeitzim themselves and just soak them in it. Or he may be saying, like the Rambam, that you should not lechatchila be using something that will be miskayim to the point that you cannot erase it. In other words, it may be that what the Ramah is telling us is you're better off using these other things that do not make it so permanent that you wouldn't be able to erase it. Why is that? Because the Rishonim point out already that if you take afeitzim together with the kumis and the kankamtum, together they will be so permanent that it will not be erasable. So we have the Mechaber and the Ramah. As far as the halacha, the minhag is that people, the sofrim, use whatever inks they do use, and they are choshish for the Rambam. They use dafka inks that on the one hand are miskayim, on the other hand, inks that you will be able to erase if necessary, so that if they have to make a tikkun, they'll be able to. Now, as far as the making of the ink itself, ink does not have to be made l'shem tefillin. There is no din of l'shma in the ink itself. Although we'll see there is in the cloth, in the actual parchment, there is not with regard to the ink. It does not have to be made l'shma. Also, as far as the ingredients of the ink, it says that one is allowed to use, if necessary, even wine that is not kosher, stam yenam. He could even use that and include that in his ingredients for writing. It sounds like this is a bidiyevid, though. Now the Mechaber goes on. Kosav afilu os achas b'shar minei tzivonim. If you wrote even one letter, or the Mishnah Berurah adds even one part of a letter with a different color, it's got to be black ink. What if it's another color? And the Mishnah Berurah says even that other color is dark, such as dark blue, that would not be good enough. It's got to be black. O bezohov, or it's gild, gold, if you want to gild the letters. Hare elu psulim. The halachi is that they are pusul. The Mechaber then says, what happens if you go and you spill afros zohov ala osios? You'll spill gold powder and it'll stick to it so that parts of the black will have this shine to it. It'll have little dots of gold on it. So what's the halacha? Here the halacha was you already wrote it in black. So that you wrote it bekashrus. You just ruined it when you put the gold over it. And it's puzzle now. You couldn't use it now with the gold over it. Mavir hazohav, you're allowed to go and scrape off the gold, and v'yishar ksav atachton v'kosher. You don't have to rewrite these words. Simply scraping off the gold is enough. Since the letters were written in black initially, and they were kosher, it's just that you ruin them with the gold, removal of the gold will be sufficient, and it'll be kosher. But then the Mechaber adds something. And he says, avalim zorak hazov al os mi'askoris, what if you did this to the Shem Hashem? If you put gold on the Shem Hashem. So he says, Ein lo takana. There's nothing you can do. L'fisha osur lahavar azov mishum deheva kamochik es Hashem. Because to scrape the gold off the Shem Hashem appears as if you are erasing the Shem Hashem. And that's osur. The Bir Halacha points out, it's only that it appears as if you're erasing the Shem Hashem. But in terms of real mechika, of course it's not. The Bir Halacha then speculates, how about actually rewriting the black, re-blackening the letter. You have black, gold, and put black over that, and let that be considered a proper way of writing it. He rules that out as well. He said that too would not be kosher. In the case of the Shem Hashem, there really is no Eitzah.